these folks in Atlantic City have come here to say that they are ready now to make further investments in Atlantic City. So if you want a headline, that's the headline.
From the press of Atlantic City Newsroom, this is the Atlantic City Story Podcast, where we talk about the big stories shaping the city's future. I'm Buzz Keough.
I'm Nicholas Huba.
I'm John DeRosier.
And John, this is your first time in the chair that was vacated last week or this week by Christian Hetrick.
It's sad. I feel like we should have a montage of Christian's greatest moments right now to kind of carry us on for the next couple of minutes.
I'm sure Christian will provide it if we reach out to him. Christian was one of the original podcast members with the Atlantic City Story. He helped us out in starting this in February, so we wish him the best.
And took many pot shots from me, too.
This podcast is produced every week and available by 6 a.m. Saturday. But you can listen to it anytime by going to our website and clicking on pressofac.com/podcast. You can find us in iTunes as well, SoundCloud, and on Stitcher. Governor Christie is not missing any opportunities when it comes to Atlantic City these days. On Thursday, Christie held a press conference, and I watched 2 minutes of it online on YouTube on the governor's channel, to tell us about something great coming to Atlantic City. Details were scant, but in it, there's a promise.
Wait. You watched 2 minutes of it?
That was the 2 minutes the governor posted, maybe 2 minutes and 12 seconds to be exact.
That's like 48 minutes less than I had to sit through and listen to it. I guess you just only ran the positives?
Well, if you watched all 48 minutes, then Nick, you can break it down for us. What exactly is happening between MGM and Caesars?
We don't know exactly what's happening, but what we were told was basically that they're teaming up on a project. It looks like they're teaming up on a project. We don't know what type of project. We can all speculate what kind of project based on what MGM has said in the past and different hearings and things like that. But as of now, no details have been given. No money's been talked about. But they were there talking to the governor about a myriad of different things.
And what you have to point out here is these properties are in the marina. They're separated by large swaths of land that MGM owns.
15 acres. Renaissance Point, it's called.
Renaissance Point. Like every development, it does point end in an E?
No, it actually, it's traditional spelling, which I was shocked because I looked. It's
missed opportunity there for the developer.
Missed sign opportunity.
Absolutely. But it originally, and this goes back to when MGM had this in decades ago and Steve Wynn was part of the equation, there was supposed to be three casinos out there.
Yeah, and only Borgata got built. And one of the reasons kind of why I think Steve Wynn got sick and tired of like the bureaucracy in the state and the regulations and kind of hightailed it out to Vegas to focus most of his work out there, which is interesting because part of the press conference with Christie and the officials from MGM and Caesars was talked about was maybe relaxing gaming regulations, which is something that's been, you know, you talk to people like Glenn Straub, he thinks it's over the top, but that's Glenn Straub. Then you talk to other people who think they're well within line of where they should be.
Well, you know, Donald Trump, our president, was also one to rail against regulations. New Jersey is known for regulations. What is Christie proposing?
We don't know. No, he didn't really go into details. That was the best thing about the news conference, 48 minutes or so of nondescript talking.
I was going to say, I watched 2 minutes, you watched 48, and it doesn't sound like there were a lot of answers. What was cut out of the press?
I didn't watch the two-minute one, but a lot of questions about different things. The Trenton press corps went off on different tangents about the governor's race, about Trump and that issue and the climate change agreement and all kinds of different stuff. And so you start the press conference basically with the head of MGM and the head of Caesars talking. And they looked just kind of like they didn't want to be out there.
They looked like security. When I'm watching the YouTube clip, I'm looking at these two guys and they're standing next to the governor and they look authoritative. They look professional. And I'm wondering, boy, he's got a new security detail. A little older, but they still look intimidating. But it turns out to be MGM's CEO and Mark Fazzaro.
Yeah, from Caesars.
From Caesars.
Two of the biggest players in the gaming industry. Here's what I kind of think would happen. We were notified late by the governor's office that this was even going on.
And I think John got that.
John got that and can't come running over and goes, duh, 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 duh. There's this and this and this.
Well, I have to give credit to our video editor, Vern. He was the first one that saw it.
Vern gets his first mention in the pod.
He'll be very happy to hear that.
So what happens then? We get the notice. We don't know what it's about.
We don't know what it's about. I start making calls. I hear basically kind of what some people were telling me was they were going to kind of do a catch-all for the media who don't cover it on a day-to-day basis. This is what I've done. This is where we are. This is where we stand. This is what has to be done. So I turn it on, and I see James Mirren and Mark Frazetta standing there, and I'm like, okay, something's going on here. So we get to the point they announce it. Here's kind of what I think happened. They were in town for meetings with Christie. That was pretty obvious. They even said that during the meeting. So they basically, Christie goes, let's do some kind of press conference. And I guess they felt they had to do it. And that's kind of what I got. And they didn't have any details on a lot of stuff. And it was like after the first 6 or 7 minutes of them talking, and I think one question, I think it was from Wayne Perry actually, they kind of focused, moved on to the other side of things.
But you, I think, found that last year when MGM was talking about why they decided to purchase Borgata, that there was already discussion about what the potential is out there. What did you discover?
I was going through the old Casino Control Commission meeting minutes from their hearing on when they had the Boyd MGM transaction went through. And one of the things they said that made it very attractive to them was the amount of land involved, which is interesting. You look at that statement during the meeting, and now you look at it now, and you're like, okay, that makes total sense. And what they talked about at the time was not gaming, but non-gaming entertainment, similar to what they did in Vegas with, I think it was an arts park was mentioned and that kind of thing. So you can speculate they have 15 acres in between the two where Circus might have gone, was potentially rumored, and the Mirage was kind of rumored over there. Could they do some kind of entertainment complex in that? But I've had other people tell me they're going to go to the Boardwalk and try something.
Well, why would they mention Renaissance Point?
Because that's the biggest piece of property they can collectively do something
in on. In the marina.
Or if they want, someone even mentioned to me, they could potentially go to the Boardwalk and do something.
So at this moment, we don't have a clear picture from the executives and definitely from the governor.
Christie joked that an announcement will be coming soon. He didn't want to give it out because the shareholders or the board of directors would probably be upset with him.
And he did give us the headline for our story today. Very thoughtful. One of the things that, you know, just by the governor's presence is he seems to keep his hand on Atlantic City and make it clear when there's news about AC, I'm going to be the one announcing it. Even if I don't have all the news, you're going to hear it here.
Even
first.
If there is no news, he will announce it. And I think that was, you know, he took a victory lap at Hard Rock. He took a victory lap at Stockton. He took a victory lap yesterday. And it was very interesting to me when, after the press conference is over, the governor's office sends out their notes from the briefing. Not one of them mentioned the MGM Caesars kind of thing. It was all about what he's done since he's taken over, which makes you start connecting the dots. This was really about him taking another victory lap.
And cutting and pasting,
yes.
All right. Well, we'll have to watch the story and keep on it. Thanks, Nick. We move from that to public safety, which is a major issue in Atlantic City, and it always has been. Perception of the city being safe or not safe can hurt or help the tourism trade. But last month, the city unveiled a new state-of-the-art surveillance center that is already helping the city and police department solve crimes. One day, officials say it may help them predict where the next crime may happen and thus prevent it. And with us today is John DeRosier. John, you were one of the first reporters to get a look at the center, officially and unofficially, as it turned out.
Yeah, so I was at the Atlanta County Improvement Authority meeting a couple months ago. They were approving a loan to build the Stockton Aviation Technical Research Park, and I went there to see who got the bid, and I walked in and I saw this big monitor thing, something you would think come out of a Batman movie, and I immediately dropped who was getting the bid and said, we need to do a story on this, and I think I came running back to you guys and couldn't even explain exactly what I saw.
I do remember that. I think what did you think about the first time you saw it? What kind of went through your mind?
I think the first thing that I saw, again, I said it was out of a Batman movie, and I really had no clue what even it was, or what were we supposed to know about this, and how do we not know about?
Describe the control room that you've been in several times.
So you go in, and what it was the former office of Fire Chief Scott Evans. He was kicked out of there.
That's how big his office was?
It was pretty big, yeah.
That is a massive office. Like, it's literally like, I don't know how many square feet. It is a monstrous, like half of a floor almost.
How many television screens are in there?
So you have 5 80-inch monitors, 4 65-inch monitors, and 6 workstations with 4 monitors each on every single one.
And how many cameras do they claim are hooked up to it?
There's over 150 just on the boardwalk already. That's where they started. Part of this all goes back to the screens on the boardwalk when they installed those. That's where the cameras are. And that's where they get a look on everything. It's already helped with about 30 investigations. The mayor said he always goes back to the investigation where a woman's purse was stolen from the knife and fork in Atlantic City. And the first thing they did was they looked back, they rewound the camera, and they found who stole it and where he put the purse after he took money out of it.
140 cameras on the boardwalk, and this, what I've read is the city is saying this, they expect this to grow. Any business that wants to participate, they can access to. This is cutting edge technology, and it can't have come cheap. What was the price tag?
So there was a loan of $12 million from the CRETA, and what they call this when you can hook up to the system with other businesses is PACT, Protect Atlantic City Together. The goal is they want to have the whole city under surveillance here. The machine also has ShotSpotter, so they can see where the shots are being fired and immediately go to that camera to see what's going on. And it'll help with the investigation because they can help find shells or see the person that's still on the crime scene.
So it's like Big Brother's watching wherever you go. And it was interesting. I saw this facility during a tour with business people. And we were on the boardwalk taking a tour, and we come back, and they take us upstairs, and they're watching us walking on the boardwalk. You can see me kind of wander off in a different direction. I'm like, so it is kind of interesting to watch, but has there anyone expressed concern about the issue of, like, civil liberties and things like that? Has anyone gone in that direction about, you know, Big Brother's always watching? Because I know in Europe it's a big thing in London, like they have this really ridiculous closed-circuit television network of cameras, and that's always been a thing there for people who have civil liberties concerns. Has anyone approached that issue yet or no?
So I haven't heard anyone specifically talk about that, but what I will say is that the heads of the police department here in Atlantic City did go to Philadelphia to see what they do in Philadelphia with the same technology. So this is something that has been used in other cities before. I think, you know, eventually maybe we will see some civil rights issues come up, but I think that is down the line.
You do not see the pushback as often or as loudly as you used to for civil rights in terms of the balance between civil rights and fears of safety of mid-terrorist threats.
I think this is the only thing, too, that Christie has not taken a victory lap on. Like this thing. I haven't heard him speak about this once at all.
I will say the city did a very good job of keeping a tight lid on this. They did not want anybody to know that this was coming. They have been going through this for over 2 years. They've been setting this up.
Well, the contract was, when it was announced, it was public. But as far as seeing it, I don't think there was ever a time when it was unveiled. We had a difficult time, and we had to kind of convince the city to let us get in and take a look at it for reasons of public interest. And they eventually did, and it is a remarkable thing. Is any of this being touted as a way for the city, which is also eyeing cuts in manpower, to compensate for that you can do more with less if you have an eye in the sky?
I haven't heard that issue, but I know it, basically common sense would tell you that could kind of go in the direction. If you're taking Class 2 or whatever you want to call them, part-timers, and kind of going that direction and using this system, maybe you can cut somewhere. I'm not saying they're going to, but it could be a potential savings to the city.
I will say that all of this did come, the whole room, the machine did come all through grants. The city is paying a little bit, but they did get this through grants, through the ACIA and through the CRETA.
Well, it's certainly interesting. We'll have to follow the impact on this as well. Gentlemen, you've been listening to the Atlantic City Story. I'm Buzz Keough.
I'm John DeRosier.
And I'm Nicholas Huba.